darling. Oh, my darling, I was so worried. You're covered in blood. Is any of it yours? It's okay. It's okay. You made it back home. You're safe. I won't let anything happen to you. We'll just rest here on the floor for a moment, okay? Yeah. Look at me. Look up at me. Hey. Tell me. Tell me what you need. You want me to hold your hand? Done. Who hurt you? Those vampire hunters. If I ever see them, I'll scalp them like rats. Oh, they're dead. Good job, my darling. Also, you can't scalp rats. Is that true, though? I think they just need a skull. A hairline. Interesting. But I digress. That's wonderful. If they're dead, they can't hurt us anymore. Anyone who tries to come between us deserves to meet their end. You're so strong, my darling. I'm in awe of you. Thank you for defending our home, our union. I wish these hunters would realize I don't need to be saved. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, at your side. Yeah, our love is beyond their petty... Hey, your wounds look deep. Are you all right? How do vampires heal? I've never seen you injured. You like seeing me worried? Aww, there's that beautiful smile with the fangs. You say you just need a moment. Okay. You know, I'll never forget the first time I saw you grin. You remember, don't you? I practically crawled into your carriage. I knew I'd been waiting my whole life for you. You were so cute when we met. When I told you I was going to make you mine, you threw your head back and laughed. That's right. You had no idea what you were in for. I'm a lot. Are you feeling better, my darling? I can see your eyes wandering all over me. Do you like the necklace I'm wearing? Oh, are you looking at my neck? But my dear, that's so scandalous. What will the elders think? I'm kidding. Let me take this off for you. I have what you need, don't I? I mean, I always do. But you look thirsty. A little parched. Ah, I just need to stretch. I slept funny and there's a kink in my neck. Do you know the best way for a human girl to stretch her neck? Well, you're in luck because I'm going to tell you. I'm in charge now, anyways. Of course I am. You're bleeding out in our foyer, wounded and weak. I'm almost never in a position of physical power over you. I like it. You're my captive audience. Anyways, you make circles with your nose to stretch the neck. You see, you start small, making a circle in the shape of a cookie. And then you get bigger until eventually it's the size of a dinner plate. And then you change directions. Really gets the blood flowing, gets that cartilage moving. We can hear it in our ears, you know. Some people think it's creepy, but I think my cartilage sounds cute. And that's why I'm the only girl for you. Aw, don't worry, darling. I'm gonna take care of you. I'm just savoring it. Oh, I love that feeling when you grip me. The longing in your eyes is delicious. I could torture you all day. Should I taste your blood? It's only fair, after all. Maybe I want some part of you inside of me for once. Don't look so shocked. You love the wicked parts of me. That's strange. Your blood doesn't taste like copper. Look at you, so desperate for a drink. I suppose I should indulge you. You're bleeding all over the rug I picked out. Oh, all right. I'm going to cut my finger and I want you to lick gently. Drip, drip. Show me all of your control, my darling. I love watching you get a taste of me. Your eyes roll back in your head, and I feel like the most powerful girl. Shh, slowly. Slowly. Our enemies are dead. We have all the time in the world. You worked so hard today, defending our home and our love. I know I taste like victory. You tell me all the time. But I want that taste to linger. I want my blood inside of you. So everyone knows you're mine. Good. Now come on, let go. There you are. Lick your lips. I don't want you to spill a drop of my precious human blood. I worked so hard making it for you. There you go. Let me scratch under your chin. For someone who's centuries old, you sure take direction well. Oh? You are a soldier? Really? When you were human? I didn't know that. Who did you fight for? The Emperor? Ooh, I bet that wasn't an easy job. But I'm glad it got you ready for my love. I adore it when people do what I say. Aw, I see the concern in your eyes. Don't worry, I'll be careful. Shallow cuts. You're still hurt. But before you get a better taste, here is another order for you. Tell me what my most attractive quality is. Aside from my neck, you can do better than that. My ambition. Ooh, good answer. That's my favorite part of me, too. Aside from my calves, let's face it, they're both incredible. Lick gently. Savor me. You know, watching you now, I really must confess, I'm very jealous of all the other people you must have drank from over the years. The audacity of you to drink from someone who isn't me, your one true love. I wasn't alive yet? That's no excuse. You should have waited for me. It's hard not to think about hurting the other girls you must have bled when I have this knife in my hand. Ah. Ooh. Oh, you charmer. Thank you for bringing me back into the present. You're right. I'm the only one for you now. That's correct. The gods saw fit to bring us together. Against all odds, a human and a vampire. But still, a part of me is a little offended that you lived all these centuries without me. We should fix that, shouldn't we? While I have you here, weak and at my mercy, salivating over my blood because you're so hurt. I just don't get gifted many opportunities like this. Don't look scared. You know I have your best interests in mind. Now, knife in hand, my blood in your mouth. I want you to promise that you're going to turn me into a vampire too. Don't look so shocked. Do you really think I'm going to pass up the opportunity to be with you forever? Exactly. And if the vampire hunters see that I'm no longer human, they'll back off. There's no money to be made in saving me if I'm no longer human. Whatever bounty my family put on my return will be null and void. And two vampires together are very dangerous. Why do you hesitate? Do you really think an ambitious girl like me is going to cling to my humanity? I'm not some waif who has to weep at the sunrise and write a poem about it. Eternal darkness will suit me just as well as it suits you. Well, because we are perfectly matched in all things. Psh, that kind of sentiment is for fools. Make me strong like you. I'll be easier to protect. Oh, that's no good. I see hesitation behind your eyes. You know I'm right. And you know I'm the one calling the shots here. Exactly. So, I'm going to lower my neck to your mouth, and you're going to take care of the rest, right? Good. Try not to lose your mind when you finally get a hold of my neck. I'm so glad you see things my way. And that you are smart enough to realize that you need me this way, a mortal like you. This world is too much to go through alone. That's why you're mine. Here I go. Be gentle. Oh, this feels good. Thank you, my darling. My love.